Outsourcing government functions to private companies has long been a popular idea here in Wyoming. Now the state is leading the nation and taking that trend into the digital age. Wyoming will soon transfer much of its public data to the care of private companies, which will host it on the internet. State officials say this so-called cloud hosting is cheaper and more efficient than state-owned data centers. Putting all that public data into corporate hands, though, has some privacy advocates nervous. Wyoming Public Radio's Miles Bryan reports.
From the outside, Cheyenne, Wyoming's greenhouse data center looks fairly nondescript. Just another boring building in a corporate office park. But get past security, and it feels like something out of the Matrix. A long white hallway leads to row after row of blinking servers. Staff engineer Courtney Thompson says they're very well protected.
Laser grid-based systems on penetrations on the outside of our walls, Kevlar bulletproofing anywhere there's a window. We like to show people we go to the nth degree to make sure that our clients' data is secure.
The clients that use Greenhouse's cloud hosting services include New Belgium Brewing Company, the National Outdoor Leadership School, and now the state of Wyoming.
We're getting higher quality servers, higher quality data protection, so it's more economical to us, but we're also getting far more bang for the buck.
Flint Waters is Wyoming's chief information officer. He's leading the transition of most of the state's data from state-owned servers to the cloud. That's space on the internet rented from big data companies. It's like a giant version of Dropbox or Google Drive. He says there are tons of benefits. He gets access to the very best IT guys, and the state only has to pay for the storage it needs. Waters says there's no way Wyoming can compete with companies that manage data for a living.
When it comes time to get a bunch of new trucks for our fleet, we don't say, let's put together a factory and assemble trucks. We look at GM, Ford, Chrysler, and this is a very similar paradigm.
But while a majority of states are looking into the cloud, last year a nationwide survey found that most states are worried it could violate privacy laws. Waters says he understands the concern, but he says government-owned servers definitely aren't any safer.
Folks said, well, it's more secure because I control the server. Well, yeah, but I can pick it up and walk out the door to my car with it, and that citizen data isn't secure anymore.
If you are controlling your own data center, you have the control that matches your responsibility. When you move into the cloud, something could go wrong.
Li Tian is an attorney with the Electronic Frontier Foundation. He points to an example out of California as a reason to worry. School kids there use a cloud service called Google Apps for Education. But last spring, it came out that Google had been clandestinely mining their emails for ad research. Tian says governments need to be good stewards of their citizens' data.
There's a tendency for there not to be a whole lot of public oversight over these kinds of decisions, even when they actually can be quite fateful for everyone involved.
So where can a little government turn for advice when navigating the very complex world of cloud computing?
Australia has always been a country where the citizens have valued their privacy.
John Sheridan is Australia's information minister. Australia is moving a lot onto the cloud too. And last year, it came out with one of the most extensive guides to data privacy out there. Sheridan says government cloud computing contracts need to be able to hold private companies accountable.
We need to look at their security, so we don't want someone hacking our websites or doing those sorts of things.
And Sheridan says if there is a hack, governments need to be sure they'll know about it and know how it'll get fixed quickly. In Cheyenne, IT guy Courtney Thompson would be one of those fixers if something went wrong. He says Wyoming is just the beginning for states heading to the cloud.
With these massive computing facilities, it's really kind of the way of the future in computing.
Wyoming plans to start moving its government data over in the next few months, one careful step at a time.
For Wyoming Public Radio News, I'm Miles Bryan.